we said yesterday during the break, it's funny when you got a radio show because you feel like a civilian. You feel like, man, things happen and you don't have an outlet to talk about it. And we have the luxury of being able to come back to work after the holiday and be able to talk every day about different things, whether it's, you know, Meredith's new baby yesterday, whether it's, you know, my addiction to Wawa water and ice. It's just the random things that we talk about, and we're able to do that. And sometimes we got real talk that we have to have. And over the break, I have to say, the most heartbreaking thing for me was that two of my good friends, and I say good friends now with social media because you know people more through social media than you do personally. But I know one person personally, like we've been cool for years, and one person through social media who both were victims of domestic violence. And it broke my heart because when you see the pictures and you see, I mean, you know, my good friend, and I'm not going to put her out there because she's going through the whole process or whatever. But over the break, she had a bout of, I need to talk about this. And she hit me thinking we were still on the air. And she's like, can I go on the air this morning? And I was like, I'm not on the air. I'm off. But helped her through it was like what I've seen with Julie Weintraub and with Hands Across the Bay is being an advocate for folks and helping them through the process. So I helped her get with TPD and everything else. And the guy was arrested. And served and everything else, but I thought we could do more. And I posted something online that a lot of people responded to, and I wasn't looking for anything for me. I'm not trying to be a hero, but I think we all, as there's a bar that I believe we all need to hold up and just remind other people who aren't aware that that ain't cool.
Yeah, big time.
That you don't get the right to touch somebody else in that way. And if we're going to have real talk, I'm going to start it by saying there was a time it was okay. It yes. never has been okay to me.
Right.
But there was a time in our history where you could smoke on a plane, where you could smoke in a restaurant and they put a planter in between you and the non-smoking section and think that that was okay. We now know better. There was also a time where a married man who was the head of the household felt it was okay to beat people.
It was accepted.
To physically show his power over other people. You can't beat kids now without going to jail. Mm-hmm. But there are households out there where women, and in some cases men, but people are being abused. And I think that it's up to us as the men who have never touched somebody ever to say, you know what? I'm going to make that the headline so people know who are coming up that it's not cool, that it should not even be one of the crayons in the box. And more people need to shame the people who are doing that.
Right.
If your homies are doing that, and then show back up at the party to drink beer, you got to be like, yo, dude, like, really? What's wrong with you? Like, you can't make it a comfortable space for them to come in. I just believe that. Mm-hmm. I believe that if you are out there abusing people, you should not be able to move like those of us that don't.
How's your friend doing?
She's scared. She's scared he's going to come back. She's like, he knows where I live.
Right.
You know? That was somebody who just, she didn't return his advances. Christmas got emotional and he was shot his shot.
Wait a minute. Like, so he was hitting on her and she said, no.
No. She was like, I'm your friend. Let's not, you know.
Oh, so it wasn't like a boyfriend situation.
Nah. It was like, yo, he shot his shot and she shot him down. And he was like, but I'm, you know, thinking he's deserving of it.
Oh, my Lord.
And she said when he was beating her, two things she said to me that scared me. She said, I've never seen Satan in somebody's eyes before. She's like, I thought he was going to kill me. And she's like, and I kept thinking while he was hitting me, why is he doing this? What are his children going to do? He has kids. Why is he doing this to me? And I was floored. And then New Year's Eve, I had a friend that got hit by her husband, and they're going through stuff. And it just became too much, where I was like, I have a platform here for me to be able to say, this ain't Beat the Freaks. It's not Plead the Fifth. It's not something that people are like driving saying, you know what, man, these guys are funny today. I'm sure there's some people out there like, why are y'all even talking about this? This shouldn't really be something that I have to talk about on Taco Tuesday. Mm-hmm. Play the Lil Jon song. Like, let's get it back to the laughter. And we are all about that. We are the Village Idiots. We do funny stuff and have a ball doing it. But I just felt that I should be able to sit here and say that this conversation, which we'll repurpose online and everything else, we have to make sure that young men see men standing up and saying it's not right.
It's important.
I don't know if it's right or whatever, but I it feels right to me.
Well, especially if they didn't grow up with that in their household or their environment. You know, they say you're a product of your environment. So if you grew up in an abusive household, then you could potentially pass that on. I mean, the percentages are so high.
I grew up in a different time.
And a lot of people that grew up in that household, like females, also think that that's okay. And that's kind of a normal
acceptable
relationship.
Or they don't think it's okay, but they don't immediately think that you don't love them. Because people who love them beat folks. One of the people who was abused told me that the person who did it was from a family that did that. And so they don't know better. And, you know, I think everybody knows better. I will say that when my mom and dad were going to get divorced and they were, like, at each other, and this was back when it, like I said, it was different. And my mom and dad, you know, there was doors slamming and stuff when it got bad. Now, they got past it and stayed together for my whole life. When my dad left this earth, he was still with my mom. My mom was still by his side. They were still together, married and everything. But when I was about 11, there was conversations on who you gonna live with.
Mm.
You know, because you got to stay with one of us. And I had to sit down with my dad and say, Dad, I remember the conversation. We were sitting on the edge of their bed and a bench on the edge of the bed. And I said, you leaving, Mom? I can't. If you leaving her, somebody got to be the man for her. So I'm not leaving her. So I can't go with you. And that was real talk. And there was one time that they got physical and I heard it crashing and stuff. I didn't have a dysfunctional family, but in that instant, for me to be a kid and hear all that going on and glass breaking, like a mirror broke and blah, blah, and all this fighting and whatever, and then they cleaned it up together.
Hmm.
Like, I didn't see it, but I heard it. And I was like, this is the craziest thing ever. But that told me as a kid that I would never touch a woman. Now, according to everybody else, I was supposed to be doing it. I'm supposed to be doing it like everybody else because you grow up with that. And I didn't grow up with it, but I witnessed it. So maybe it didn't happen enough for it to affect me.
Right. The one time. Yeah.
You know, but.
But you learned from it.
But I learned from it that I didn't want to be that.
Right.
And I never became that. And there's no woman in the earth that can ever say that I have. But I will say that I hate the idea of a woman being punched. And I mean, I have daughters.
Mm-hmm.
And I have women who are in my family who I'd kill for. And I cannot. I can't stand up for that.
And it's not only scary, but it's ridiculous. It's Christmas time. I know people are stressed out, but in the first situation you talked about, you know, she was being hit on, asked out on a date, and then boom, he flew into a rage because of that. And then the second person, they're in a marriage, and I don't know if it's happened repeatedly or not. I'm not quite sure. I don't know these people, but in those circumstances, a lot of people try to make it work, and then it keeps happening again, and they don't know how to get out of it.
It's just, I mean, getting out of it is a thing that, you know, people work with, whether it's the spring, whether it's CASA, whether it's Hands Across the Bay. Like, people are there as advocates and helping folks through it, but it's still the fact that the root of the problem is that men, some men, not all, but some men don't understand that they don't have that right.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I'm trying to get at it differently. This is just, we're moving different right now. This is a different conversation for us, but I want anybody and everybody to walk away from it saying that you don't have the right, and whatever it is that you understand that is your right has to stop. We can break the cycle right here. If you're a young man and you get angry or you get shook about something, and it's off the table. It's not acceptable. And the men who have never done it need to say it louder. And the men who have never done it and who don't believe in it need to stand up and say, you know what? We don't, and we don't rock with the people who do.
It's important.
It's hard because I know people who have done it, and I've spaced away from them. I ain't as close. You know what I'm saying? I can't send you to jail. I can't prosecute you. You didn't hit me, but I can judge you, and I shouldn't because the Bible says don't. But in my mind, I'm not moving as comfortable with you if I know that you hurt somebody who you claim to love, because that ain't love. It's not.
I can shun you. I can separate you. I don't have to hang out with you.
I think we should shame them. I'm not saying shouting out their names and everything else, but I'm saying when you call me to go to the game, I don't know if I'm going to the game with you.
Yeah, that's who you are.
I could be in a group and you in the group, whatever, but I'm saying if you want to hang with me, I'm not comfortable because you are the guy who's going to leave me and go home and beat your wife and then come back and say, yo, what are we doing tomorrow? I can't.
Act like it's nothing.
I can't act like that's cool. And there are young people who are seeing that and seeing men turn a blind eye to it and think it's okay. There are kids who are in high schools now who don't understand rejection, who don't understand heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
A girl went out with somebody who he wasn't supposed to go out with, and next thing you know, you have a situation where they're now punching them.
Right.
We got to do better as the dudes who aren't involved in that to share it. And we got texts coming in crazy. We'll share a few. This was just something we were like, we have to say.
Yeah. And your post when you did make it, I mean, everybody was talking about it. And I was really concerned.
We have tons and tons of texts coming in. Different examples of violence out the 941. You have me in tears this morning. I was beaten by my ex-husband while he was drunk and my son was watching. I couldn't run away from him. I physically couldn't get away. The only thing I could think of is he is going to kill me and my son is going to be watching. I had both eyes blacked, busted lips, bruises all over me, patches of my hair torn out. It was a tough lesson, but it made me more aware of how people have become. No one deserves that.
Geneva is on the phone. Geneva, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Is Orlando?
Yes.
Yes, hi, I'm doing well. How are you this morning?
I'm good. Well, what did you want to add?
I just wanted to say to you, I was a victim of domestic violence for many, many years during my marriage, and no one ever said that it wasn't okay. Like, it's, you know, especially like his family who were all women, you know, they never, you know, said that it wasn't okay for him to do what he was doing, and they knew about it. You know, but I just appreciate the fact that you as a man, you're using your platform to let other men know that it's not cool to hit women, you know, to be abusive to women.
I am sorry you went through that. And I'm not, like I said, I'm not building myself up like a superhero. I do a lot of things wrong. I've done a lot of things wrong. But I've never touched anybody in that aspect because I don't think that that's even in me. And I'm proud of it's not being in me, but I always assumed that it wasn't in nobody. Like, I'm like, why do I have to say something? But realistically, after this break, I'm like, yo, I think I should say something because people need to know. Like, if you like me on the radio and you're like, yo, I like you on the radio, just know this dude ain't ever hit nobody.
Right.
And it's a whole bunch of us out here that probably should be saying that a little bit more.
It was weighing on you as well, this situation.
Yeah.
It was.
I'm just really, you know, appreciative and thankful that you you know, opted to use your time this morning to speak on this. And, you know, also to let people know that if you think it's not something that children pick up, you know, you're sadly mistaken. When they see their fathers hit their mothers, or even if their mothers hit their fathers, they grow up as products of that, and they begin to do it. You know, someone has to be the one to stand up and break the cycle and say, listen, no, it's not okay. Let's not do it. You always hear women speaking about it, but rarely do you ever hear a man, you know, speak up against it. So I just wanted to say thank you and let you know that, you know, you're doing an awesome job. And you may not feel like you're a superhero, but I think that you are a superhero in my eyes this morning. So thank you.
Thank you.
We also have a preponderance.
Thank you.
We have a ton of texts coming in talking about domestic violence against men women and how prominent it is. We got a text right here out the 407. This is great to hear, but women have the same problem. As a black man in America, the woman is always right. And if a man hits a woman, the man is still in the wrong.
A man should never hit a woman. I don't think anybody should hit anybody. There are cases, many, where men are abused and treated badly. Some because of the size differential, some because they refuse. They live in a passive position and they won't hit a woman back.
Right.
So the woman gets to abuse them. I don't think anybody should touch anybody. I'm just speaking to what I saw, because there's a dominance and a victimization that is just so rampant and just so free-willing. Like, you don't see a lot of women beating up guys. And maybe it's because guys keep a stiff upper lip and try and keep it hidden.
Right.
But I'm saying, I don't want anybody to get hit. But what I saw broke my heart. And I was like, I can't just sit by. You can't just be like on the sideline saying, man, well, I know dudes ain't thinking that way because I don't think that way. I've made that mistake. Maybe if I would have said this earlier, maybe people would have stopped. Maybe kids would have stopped, because they're high school kids that are being beaten the same way, because people are following that pattern. So if we're going to break the cycle, then we all got to do it. It ain't just me. Calvin is on the phone. Hey, Calvin.
What's going on, man?
What's good, man?
I just want to commend you guys for bringing this to the forefront and speaking out, because it's not something that people always like to talk about. And the perception of the world is so tainted that you don't know what's wrong or what's right. But in this situation, I think everybody should know abuse is just not right. Physically abusing a man or a female isn't something that anybody should be doing. So I just wanted to join your opinion and make it stronger. And the way I feel like the world can do better is just make sure everybody that you talk to and you deal with is doing the right thing.
Yeah.
If everybody makes sure that their circle or their best friend is doing right and their best friend is doing right, then that's how we can start, you know, curating the world and make sure that abuse is, you know, is being aware of, and everybody knows that it's not okay.
I'm glad you said that, though, because that's what, and you know, like, we don't need to do a campaign, but everybody needs to protect their circle.
Mm-hmm.
Like, talk to your boy.
Right.
When you and your boys sit down for the game this weekend, like, yo, man, you hear what O was talking about, man? You know, I'm glad none of us has been doing that, you know?
Right.
And let the kids that are there see it, too. Let the boys
right.
that are with you hanging with daddy and unk hear that conversation that it ain't right no more, and there was a time where it was accepted, and it is not anymore.
The change starts with people like you, Orlando, with your platform. You got me calling you in. Now it's like us together. Now the people I love and you love see us teaming together. It might see somebody else do the same thing, but we got to speak out and let the next person know that I know that it's not right. And if everybody touched somebody else, then eventually – the world will change. But I'm glad you guys spoke on that today, man. You brightened up my morning about this.
That's sweet.
Hey, man, thank you. I appreciate it, Calvin. Man,
I got
thanks.
Another text for you. I was a victim of violence. I've been pistol whipped. I've been choked to where my child had to jump off the couch onto my chest to make me breathe again. I really appreciate you speaking on this. I appreciate a man being so emotional and vulnerable in this situation. Way to go, freaks. I've been crying my eyes out during this entire conversation. It needed to happen.
I don't want anybody crying. I'm not trying to make it sad. It's a hard thing to talk about, especially when you love people who are being hurt. And I mean, but like, I talk about Julie a lot because Julie is Miss Bling on TV and does a lot that we don't see that's not blingy and happy.
Oh, yeah, all the
like,
time.
She sits with domestic violence victims in court. And she'll hit me and say, can you help me with something? And I'm like, what are you doing? Diamond chopping? She's like, no, I'm down in Pinellas County Jail because this girl is she needs somebody here with her as she goes up against her abusive husband.
Women that have been stabbed, women that have been set on fire.
I mean, Melissa goes to schools to speak to kids about breaking the cycle because she was stabbed multiple times and left for dead. And her story's been told all over. And she is out there all over the country now telling this story and is so vibrant. I saw her over Christmas a few times. She was at the Hard Rock with us with the camp. She's one of the, you know, people who represents Hands Across the Bay. And her going to schools is helping breaking the cycle. But it's still, you know, I get that women are, and emotional abuse and verbal abuse and all that, it all is a part of it. But I'm saying there are, it's just a position where men need to stand up and say it's wrong.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Everybody keep your hands to yourself. Your words are so powerful.
Leave.
Say what you got to say and walk away. Or stay there and debate it out. Mm-hmm. But words are very powerful. You don't have to get so mad that you throw punches and start with that. Like, it's just, it. You know, it, I have sisters. I have nieces. You know what I'm saying?
Mother.
I have sisters-in-law. You know what I'm saying? I have family that if somebody put their hands on them, I'm really, really. There were people online who didn't know my friend that got abused and were, like, under my comments saying, dude, so what's the name of the dude? Because we need to go, because these people need to learn a lesson. And in me, I was like, honestly, I understand that. Because I'm not a violent guy, but if I got to fight somebody, I would openly want to fight the dude that's beating women. And, but then I was like, but then we go to jail. He's left out here to beat people.
Right.
And the protectors are all locked up because we didn't commit a crime.
And now everybody's just hitting everybody.
Now everybody just out, you know what I'm saying? So it ain't, that's not a win. Mm-hmm. It's not the thing that I want to be on my resume or rap sheet or tombstone. He fought for the good fight, but then he got killed because, nah, there's just a better way. And I think that all of us that do well, we do charitable stuff, we do fun stuff, the toy drive, all these things that we do, sometimes we skip the easiest way, the easiest thing. The easiest thing is to stand up and say, hey, as a man, young scrap, all these kids that's outside of your house playing basketball or football, pull them over and say, hey, y'all guys, I just want to say something to you. I heard something on the radio today, and I just want to let y'all know that whatever it is that y'all going through, your words are powerful. You ain't got to put your hands on nobody because mm-hmm. that's not dope. They might respect you. I told y'all about Mr. Fields that we loved in our neighborhood where everybody wanted to go hang out at Richard Fields' house because he had the Playboy magazines. He wasn't trying to touch nobody. He was like, you kids can come in here. Y'all want a beer? Y'all can have a beer. You know what I'm saying? He was the cool guy. Mr. Fields ain't ever touched nobody. He was pimping. He had women all the time. And they loved him. And we loved him because he put us up on game. That's what's missing. Somebody to step out and let these kids know that it ain't cool. Some people are gone. They gone. They their minds are gone. They violent people and they ain't gonna never get better. But we can help with the people who are coming along, and that's just what we wanted to do. We'll take another text and then, you know, we'll slide out. Again, it was important for me to say that. This is outside of the radio rules. We probably should get back to fart jokes.
Yeah.
Well, what else?
I was in an abusive relationship for 5 years. We have two kids. Finally, I decided to leave on Father's Day of 2018. And this is a serious thing that continues to happen to too many females. Thank you for bringing this up because too many females are afraid to leave. I know this. I was one of them.
It's not easy. It's not easy. It's expensive. It's not
heartbreaking.
Easy. And when your family doesn't get it, it's even harder because then you start leaning on people and they're like, why don't you just take it? Why don't you just keep the family together? And it's so hard to break up your family. But you have to remember that, honestly, the person is in some way trying to kill you, whether it's kill you over time or kill you at that moment or lose their emotion and kill you. They're trying to take your life. So leaving might be hard, but dying is harder. And I would hate to see anybody stay thinking that it's going to get better and then it get worse where you're now in our news.
Mm-hmm. For men and women.
It ain't no sexy way to get out of it other than just to say, you know, I just wanted to make sure that we shared that because it's our responsibility. And
you know, we'll get back to the yuck yuck and play some rap and stuff like that. All right. So everybody out there, stay safe and just spread the word. Mm-hmm. I mean, we'll put it up online. We'll put it up on wild941.com in its total position and just share it. And that ain't even, and I don't even want it to sound like we trying to hype up hits. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that. It really ain't that.
No, it's an
if there was a way
thing
for me to share this without incorporating Beasley and the website and all that, I'd do it. If I could say this over and over again, I would. How do we take this sound and get it to more people ever? Because I don't want it to be a thing where they like it was self-grandizing or whatever they say. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I don't want that. I don't, if there's a better way, hit us up and let us know.
No, we're just trying to be helpful. And I feel like playing this in front of your kids is always a good idea as well.
Just don't touch anybody. Do what you got to do. Use your words. All right, it's the Freak Show.